Un, dos, tres. Un, dos, tres.
Where there is silence, let there be music. A choir that includes hearing impaired artists.
It fills me with great pride to participate in great concerts where we can show that disabled people can achieve many things.
Faithful to the concept of inclusivity. Today on the Americas Now podcast, we'll talk about a unique Venezuelan choir where some members cannot see and others cannot hear. Hi, everyone. I'm Elaine Reyes in Washington, D.C., and this is the Americas Now podcast. Today, we are talking with Venezuela-based correspondent Stephen Gibbs, who is currently in the capital city of Caracas. Hi there, Stephen. How are you doing?
Very well, Elaine. Good to speak to you.
Well, in 2023, you reported about a very particular music project in Venezuela, actually an award-winning choir where not all the members can hear or see. And basically, this is a story about the power of music, but also about inclusion that knows no boundaries. So describe for us, if you can, how does this all work?
Well, this is a choir called Los Manos Blancas, the White Hands Choir, which was set up in the Venezuelan city of Barquisimeto about 30 years ago. And the idea is that everyone is welcome. You have to be able to sing and perform to be in the choir, but it doesn't matter if you're deaf, if you're blind, if you have another disability, or if you're completely able. It's a quite incredible concept that you really sort of have to see to experience properly. And it's become a model for other versions of that idea elsewhere across the world.
So I imagine for these members, it takes a lot of dedication, hours and hours of rehearsal, a commitment not just from the performers, but the directors as well.
Yes, it's a complicated process. You've got to bear in mind that in most choirs, all the people singing can see and hear the conductor. That's not the case in this choir. You know, some can't see him, some can't hear him. So there are various sort of strategies they use to get across, to sort of get over that hurdle, but also a whole lot of rehearsing. They rehearse every day in this small city of Barquisimeto in Venezuela. And you've got to bear in mind, this is a country that's sort of still emerging from a crisis. So that has its own complexities too. But, you know, the dedication is something to behold. It really is. The way that they all are in this together and the final product is sort of mesmerizing. It really is. It's you're sitting there and you're watching this sort of performance roll over you. And you sort of begin not to notice, you know, that some of the performers can't see the conductor and some of them can't hear him. You know, the performance is this sort of unique, amazing whole.
Let's listen to Maria Prieto, who is the sign language director.
The White Hands Choir is singing the same thing that is done in voices, but in signs. It's not only lyrics, the poetry that is being signed, but also the artistic nuances, the dynamics. La belleza artística de los matices,
de las dinámicas. Yes, Maria Prieto, the sign language director there, she makes actually a really important point, and that is that what's going on here is the heart of the choir is broadcasting in sign language, but they're not just translating the words and the lyrics, they're doing much more. They're kind of translating the whole music, the sort of emotion of it, which is much more than just a direct translation. And she was a really interesting character to speak to, the sign language director. She's you know, fully able, but she's learnt sign language as one of the many languages she has mastered. And she says that's been a sort of window for her into a whole new world, the world of deaf people. And she says they're very, you know, their whole worldview is quite different. So that was a sort of advantage for her. I should say she also teaches sign language to everyone, so it's not just the deaf people or the people working directly with the deaf people that are learning sign language. It's pretty much the whole choir, and in fact, a whole people of that aren't even involved in the choir. So that's another part of this project, is it's sort of, you know, inclusivity on both sides, you know, not just for the people that need it and that are being invited into this choir, but other people that are sort of being invited into the world of people that do have disabilities.
Now let's take a listen to the choir. So Stephen, it's one thing to listen to the performance and also a slightly different one to seeing and watching the performance. Describe for us what went through your mind when you were there watching them sing.
Yes, well, Elaine, this is one of these stories that perhaps is, you know, we'll do our best, but perhaps doesn't come across as well as it could do on a podcast. And I hope people therefore watch the video, because you've got to sort of see what's happening as well as hear it. And, you know, they're using all the senses here. And you've got one half of the choir on the right with wearing white gloves, these white hands, and doing this sort of advanced sign language that even if you don't understand sign language, you quite quickly pick up what they're saying. Of course, you're hearing as well the people singing, but the part of the choir on the right is doing something sort of in addition to that. And the whole thing is amazing, because you sort of spot different people with different sort of attributes. And it's after a bit, it's quite difficult to sort of know which person might be blind, which person might be deaf. And I think the sort of message you get at the end of a performance is it doesn't really matter. The whole thing sort of flows over you, both sort of orally and visually. It's definitely an extraordinary thing. And, you know, that the effect it had on me, I think it's a similar effect of international audiences all over the world. This is a choir that's, you know, been to Los Angeles, been to Salzburg in Austria, and everywhere there it's had these sort of rave reviews and receptions by the people that think, you know, this is a really surprising effect of this extraordinary choir has had on the audience.
In the future, this can be shown to the entire world, America, Europe, every continent. We can show that with effort, we can open the doors to the world.
Yeah, that was Jennifer Gonzalez, who was actually born deaf and is one of the most senior performers in the choir. I mean, her story, amazing, really. You know, a deaf person in Venezuela, you know, she never dreamt of being and becoming a musician, but that is what she is now. And it was amazing to sort of do that interview, because it sort of confirmed what the sign language director had said, and that is that the sort of deaf world is a different world, and in some ways it's a sort of bigger world than we realize. And as she explained what it meant to her to be able to travel the world for all these doors being opened, you know, she was explaining that in sign language and we were having a simultaneous translation, and the sort of expressiveness of what she was saying to us was mesmerizing. And that's exactly what happens in the choir, that you hear words and phrases that you understand, you know, normally, but you're having those sort of amplified by the side of the choir that's expressing this through this sort of advanced sign language that very quickly you realize you understand, even if you don't sort of know the subtleties of it. You just sort of, through the way that the performers express themselves, it's a sort of deeper understanding in a way.
Stephen, director Chinchilla mentioned something that explained how the final result should be. Let's hear what he had to say.
The goal is that when they are on stage, the audience doesn't think, look, these little kids are making music and they are deaf and blind. But instead, they sit there and say, tremendous musical work by the White Hands Choir.
Yes, I mean, the director put it perfectly there. That's really the whole point of this, and sort of kind of the whole point of inclusivity is that you're not sort of looking at people's differences and sort of thinking, as he says, you know, well, there's a deaf person in that choir. You don't notice it in the end, and that's the genius of it all, is that you sort of forget who is abled, who fully able, who's blind and who isn't, because the whole performance is what it's all about. And that's definitely the effect the choir, you know, had on us, and definitely had also is having on audiences when it performs all over, across the world.
So inspiring and a true expression of inclusion, but this is also a very serious music endeavor, a bigger project. Tell us about Venezuela's push for music education.
Yes, well, that's right. I mean, the White Hands Choir is actually a sort of spin-off of an even bigger project, which is known as El Sistema, which was set up in the 1970s in Venezuela, and was a project, a classical music project, where they got people from all over the country. Didn't matter whether they're from rich or poor backgrounds, but it mainly came from the poorer parts of the country, and taught these kids to do things like play the violin. This was in the 1970s. So it was sort of a time when classical music generally was the sort of province of private schools and you know, people from more privileged backgrounds. But here in Venezuela, you have these choirs with little boys and girls that, you know, grew up to be adults in the same choir, performing to an extremely high level, and sort of, you know, hitting back at this sort of idea that classical music is a sort of a thing for the richer people in a society. A great success, you know. El Sistema is, you know, one of the great sort of advertisements it has been for Venezuela, and it's still been going through changes of governments. And it's been mimicked and copied in, you know, a way that El Sistema wanted, by other choirs and orchestras all across the world too.
Stephen, you've lived in Venezuela for many years now. Have you found it to be a very musical country?
Yes, I mean, South America is a musical continent. There's no question about it, you know, from across the whole region. I think what Venezuela particularly has is classical music, actually. I think it must be right, you know, towards the top of the league of South American countries on that front. You know, one of its, in fact, from Barquisimeto, the same city where the White Hands Choir is from, is Gustavo Dudamel. He's, you know, one of the great maestro conductors in the world, currently director of the LA Philharmonic. So it certainly had an impact on the classical world. But yeah, I mean, traveling around this whole region, you come across something that you don't always come across of in other parts of the world, and that is a whole lot of live music. And, you know, nothing really happens without music in this part of the world, and you know, all the better for that.
It's a great joy that fills me with pride. It makes me proud to show Venezuela.
Stephen Gibbs, thank you so much for being with us today on the America's Now podcast.
The executive producer of the America's Now podcast is Jose Velasquez. Our audio editor is AJ Moore. Humberto Duran is the head of the features unit, and I am your host, Elaine Reyes. Until next time.